I think you can remember we discussed past tense revision point in grade 11 on 17th June. We discussed simple past and past continuous tenses on that day. ඒ වගේම ඔබට මතක ඇති මම ඔබට කීවා උත්සාහ කර බලන්නට කියා ඩයරි පේජ් එකක් ලියන්නට හැමදාම simple past හා past continuous tenses භාවිතා කරමින්. Now I will read some sentences written by Farah to her friend Kalani on last Sunday. I woke up early in the morning. Then I went to the kitchen. My mother and father were waiting for me. My mother was cooking while my father was scraping coconut. I too joined them. We drank tea together. Well, children, I'll read it out once again. Try to find out each one example for simple past tense and past continuous tense from the diary page of Farah. I woke up early in the morning. Then I went to the kitchen. My mother and father were waiting for me. My mother was cooking while my father was scraping coconut. I too joined them. We drank tea together. Now, as you have rightly found out, I woke up early in the morning. I went to the kitchen. We drank tea together. I too joined them. These are the simple past sentences written by Farah. And then my mother and my father were waiting for me. And my mother was cooking while my father was scraping coconut. These two sentences were written using past continuous tense. Well, children, today I'll be recalling those two tenses again because I know that some of you couldn't participate for that session. And also, I'll be discussing past perfect tense and past perfect continuous tense. You know, there are four tenses in past time. Simple past tense, past continuous tense, past perfect tense, and past perfect continuous tense. All these four tenses have mixed up in Farah's letter. When you go through it, when you read it, I think you can very clearly see the differences in meaning or the function as well as the structure of those verb phrases. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ ඔයාලට දැන් හොඳින්ම වැටහෙනවා ඇති ෆාරාගේ ලියුම කියවද්දී මෙම tenses හතර භාවිතා කර ඇති ආකාරය ඒ වගේ තේරුම් සහ verb phrases යොදා ඇති ආකාරය ඔබට ඉතා පැහැදිලිව වැටහීමක් ලබාගත යුතුව තිබෙනවා මේ tenses verb phrases ආදිය යොදන නිවැරදි ආකාරය පිළිබඳව. Well, children, now take out grade 11 English pupils book and turn to page 9 again. Now, see whether you can find out each one example for simple past tense and past continuous tense. I give you few minutes. All right. As you have correctly found out, you can give these sentences as examples. I was waiting for a letter. The postman delivered it. The postman delivered a letter. We all admired the card. Well, I give you few minutes to find out all the simple past verbs in the letter. ඔබට පහසු වේවි තද පාටින් දක්වා ඇති ed හෝ d වලින් අවසාන වන ක්‍රියාපද සොයා ගැනීමට. Delivered, admired, mentioned, celebrated, donated, organized, needed. මේ ආකාරයෙන් regular verbs වලට අමතරව said, made, went, felt, did, was as a full verb or a be verb. ආදිය ඔබ සොයා ගන්නට ඇත. And also words and phrases like yesterday, last birthday, last Friday, in 2019, in 2010, 2 years ago, can be used to identify simple past sentences. Well, children, today we can discuss about the other two past tenses, past perfect tense and past perfect continuous tense. For this, turn to page 8 and read the third paragraph of Farah's letter. Kalani, I will tell you how I celebrated my birthday. On my birthday, I donated some books to the local library. My parents said that it was a very thoughtful deed. Well, children, now look at the next sentence. My father had visited the library a week before he organized this for me. My father had visited the library a week before he organized this for me. මගේ තාත්තා පුස්තකාලයට ගොස් තිබුණා සතියකට පෙර මෙම පරිත්‍යාගය සංවිධානය කිරීමට පෙර. ගොස් තිබුණා. Had visited. මෙහිදී අතීත කාලයේ අවස්ථාවන් දෙකක් නැවත යොදාගෙන තිබෙනවා. Organized the donation, but before that had visited the library. My father had visited the library a week before he organized this donation. Organized the donation. You can very well see this sentence is in simple past. Had visited the library. This sentence is in past perfect tense. All right, now let's note down all these four tenses in the timeline. Now take out two pages which are blank and draw a line horizontally in the middle. කිසිවක් නොලියව පිටු දෙකක් අරගෙන එහි හරි මැදින් තිරස් අතට රේඛාවක් ඇඳ ගන්න. දෙපැත්තට විහිදෙන ඊතල දෙකක් සහිත අඟල් 5ක් 6ක් පමණ දිග තිරස් රේඛාවක් කලිනුත් ඇඳා ඔබට මතක ඇති. එය නැවත ඇඳගන්න. එය නොකඩවා සිදුවන බව පෙන්වීමට එම ඉරේ දෙපස කොන් දෙකෙන් ඊතලයක් බැගින් යොදා ගන්න. මෙය දෙපසට සිටින ආකාරයට යොදා ගැනීමට වග බලා ගන්න. දැන් කතිරයක් යොදමින් ප්‍රසන්ට් හරි මැදින්ද දකුණු අත කෙරවලින් අඟල් දෙකක් පමණ ගිය තැන කතිරයක් යොදමින් ෆියුචර් යනුවෙන්ද වම්පස කොනේ අඟල් දෙකක් පමණ ගිය තැන එනම් ප්‍රසන්ට් වල සිට අඟල් දෙකක් පමණ ගිය තැන පාස්ට් යනුවෙන් කතිරයක් යොදා ගනිමින්ද ඇඳ ගැනීමට ඔබට දැන් පුළුවන්. ප්‍රසන්ට් යනුවෙන් ලකුණු කළ කතිරය මත සිට අඟලක් පමණ දුරින් සිම්පල් පාස්ට් යනුවෙන් කතිරයකින් රේඛාව මත ලකුණු කරන්න. ඉන් පසුව තවත් අඟල් භාගයක් පමණ වම්පසට ගිය විට රේඛාව මතින් කතිරයක් ලකුණු කොට පාස්ට් කන්ටිනුවස් යනුවෙන්ද තවත් අඟල් භාගයක් රේඛාව මතින් වම්පසට යමින් ඒ මත කතිරයක් යොදා ගනිමින් පාස්ට් පර්ෆෙක්ට් ටෙන්ස් ද ලකුණු කරගත හැකි. ඉන් පසුව පාස්ට් පර්ෆෙක්ට් කන්ටිනුවස් ටෙන්ස් තවත් අඟල් භාගයක් වම්පසට වන්නට කතිරයක් යොදා ගනිමින් රේඛාව මත ලකුණු කර ගන්න. Well, now let's have a look at the next tense. Past perfect continuous tense. Then අපි බලමු එම ටෙන්ස් එකට උදාහරණයක් ලිපිය තුලින් ලබා ගැනීමට. Now look at the fifth line of the third paragraph. Fifth line of the third paragraph of the letter. In fact, the librarian had been waiting for a long time to get those books for the library. In fact, the librarian had been waiting for a long time to get those books for the library. Had been waiting for a long time. This tense is used to describe an action that began in the past and went on sometime in the past. මෙම tense එක භාවිතා කරනු ලබන්නේ අතීත කාලයේ පටන් ගන්නා ලද අතීත කාලයේම කාලයක් සිදුවෙමින් තිබූ ක්‍රියාවන් විස්තර කිරීමටයි. මෙහිදී for and since යන පද දෙක මගින් මෙම කාලයට අයත් වාක්‍ය තවදුරටත් හඳුනාගත හැකි. Children, the words like for, F-O-R, for, and since, S-I N C E can be used to identify this tense. We use these phrases in present perfect continuous tense. As examples, for 5 years, for a long time, for many years, for many days, and since 2010. Since last Monday, since morning, can be used to identify this tense. Past perfect continuous tense. All right, children. Now, turn to page 12 and look at the revision point. Let's have a look at the structure as well as the meaning of these four past tenses. when we look at the structure of each tenses, we can see clear differences. Now let's take the first tense, that is simple past tense. When we look at the structure of the simple past tense, we can see there's a common feature. That means in regular verbs, we can see the ending of them D, ED or IED. But when it comes to the irregular verbs, there may be different phrases like went, came, did, felt and so on. But in past continuous tense, we use the helping verbs like was and were with the ing form of the verb. And in past perfect tense, we use had with past participle. Had with past participle. Children, note here, there's no singular or plural difference in past perfect tense. For both singular and plural, we use had. Had with past participle, like gone, written, sung, looked, the past participle verbs. Well, in past perfect continuous tense, the structure should be had been with the ing form of the verb. As an example, had been waiting. If I take more examples, had been raining, had been collecting, can be taken. දයාබර දුවේ පුතේ. දැන් අපි බලමු මෙම tenses හතර යොදාගත හැකි ආකාර. කුමක් සඳහා මේවා යොදා ගන්නවාද යන වග. The simple past tense is usually used to express a single action done at a particular point of time in the past. අතීතයේ සිදුවි අවසන් ක්‍රියාවක් දැක්වීම සඳහා අතීතයේ යම් නිශ්චිත අවස්ථාවක සිදු වූ ක්‍රියාවක් දැක්වීම සඳහා අපි simple past tense යොදා ගන්නවා. The past continuous tense is usually used to express an action still going on at a point of time in the past. Past continuous tense එක අපි පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ අතීතයේ සිදුවෙමින් තිබූ ක්‍රියාවක් විස්තර කිරීමට. And past perfect tense is usually used whenever we wish to say that some past action had been completed before another action started. Past perfect tense එක අපි සාමාන්‍යයෙන් පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ තවත් ක්‍රියාවක් ආරම්භ වීමට පෙර සිදුවි අවසන් වූ ක්‍රියාවක් දැක්වීමට. තවත් ක්‍රියාවක් ආරම්භ වීමට පෙර සිදුවි අවසන් වූ ක්‍රියාවක් දැක්වීමට. My father had visited the library a week before he organized this donation for me. Had visited the library before he organized this donation. Well, if we look at the fourth tense, the past perfect continuous tense. This is used to describe an action that began in the past and went on for some time in the past. Past perfect continuous tense එක අපි පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ අතීතයේ ආරම්භ වූ අතීතයේම තරමක කාලයක් තිස්සේ පැවතුන ක්‍රියාවක් විස්තර කිරීමට. මෙම සියලුම ක්‍රියාවන් අතීතයට අයත් ඒවායි. සියල්ලම සිදු වී අවසන් ක්‍රියාවන්. We use past tenses. We use these four past tenses. Simple past, past continuous tense, past perfect tense, past perfect continuous tense to indicate the past actions. Well, I think all these four tenses are clear for you. Shall I give you a task to do? This is a listening task. Right, now take out your book and write 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6 in 6 lines. I'll read out some sentences. Identify the tenses of those sentences. This is the way to mark them in front of each number. SPT for simple past tense. PPT for past perfect tense. PPC for past perfect continuous tense. PC for past continuous tense. SPT for simple past tense. PPT for past perfect tense. PPC for past perfect continuous tense. PC for past continuous tense. Children, in front of each number, you have to write the correct letter after listening. All right, shall I start? The man was crossing the road. The man was crossing the road. I watered the flower plants. I watered the flower plants. I went to the playground. I went to the playground. He had done his job well. He had done his job well. They were playing badminton. They were playing badminton. My friends were helping the teacher. My friends were helping the teacher. It had been raining since last week. It had been raining since last week. Dear children, now you can try out activity 13. There is an exercise for you. There are 10 sentences and you can fill in the blanks using the correct form of verb and check your understanding. Well, I'll be meeting you on 29th July again. Until then, you can write your diary pages. I gave you an example at the beginning. Therefore, you also can try out just like Farah. I hope you have enjoyed this session today.